You know the national headlines. In a moment, I'll give you Monday's local report from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says partly cloudy for tonight, overnight low temperature, about 56 degrees. Tomorrow, thunder showers possible, some heavy at times. Topping local news over the weekend, police investigated a number of shots fired calls in the 1500 block of Center Avenue. Police checking out a disturbance there were told that two men were spotted running from the scene when they pulled up, and that's where the shots apparently came from. No one was said to be injured in that incident, and investigating officers said five bullet casings were found in the area that have been collected as evidence. In the 1900 block of Cutterback Avenue, shots were reported. Police said it may have been a juvenile that was responsible, firing a shotgun. Someone told officers they saw a juvenile running from the scene. Luckily, no injuries reported there, but authorities say they found a shotgun believed to be used in that incident hidden under a camper in an alley nearby. And in a nearby hallway, police said they found some shotgun shells, and that investigation is continuing. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really do care about you. They want to answer your questions. They want to take care of your every need. It's called the personal touch, and they believe in it. Check it out for yourself at Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. And the local news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the telephone number to put in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. Might be tonight, tomorrow, maybe a week from now, but you can be assured if you call him, he'll be there and take care of the problem for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. That's a great price you won't find anywhere else. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. In other local news, a Lewiston man has been slapped with a number of charges after he tried to outrun police when they tried to stop him at 56th and Niagara Falls Boulevard after he reportedly sped past the patrol car. That driver led police on a chase down Porter Road and onto a gravel road that led into private property belonging to the CXS Railroad. Officers followed that car until the driver ran into a clump of trees and got stuck. He was trapped in the vehicle. When officers approached him at gunpoint and ordered him to show them his hands, which he refused to do, reportedly yelling to them, "What are you going to do, shoot me?" Other officers arrived on the scene, and the driver, now identified as Nolan Miles of Hewitt Drive in Lewiston, was taken into custody without any further incident. Police said he had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and smelled of alcohol. He was eventually charged with driving while intoxicated, unlawful fleeing a police vehicle, reckless driving, speeding, driving left of the pavement, making an improper turn, failure to obey a traffic control device, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, and a number of other traffic violations, including driving while his license was suspended and driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Miles was taken into custody and his car was towed. Now he'll get to answer to those charges in city court. City police say they ended up arresting another driver that they say was traveling at a high rate of speed and swerved into the opposite lane on Buffalo Avenue Monday morning. When they went to stop him, he pulled into the LaSalle Waterfront Park, where officers said he showed signs of intoxication and had an open container of alcohol in the car. The name of that suspect was not immediately available, but officers said he appeared to be in his 50s and was also found to be driving without a license. A number of larcenies reported over the weekend at the Ultra Beauty store on Military Road. Two women walked in and reportedly grabbed a number of goods, then tried leaving without paying for them. One got away. The other was stopped on her way out of the store when police pulled up. Accused of taking three hair irons and some hair color worth $398 was Brianna Paoli of 27th Street. Police are still searching for that second suspect, who was also said to have taken hair irons from that Ultra store. In the 500 block of 26th Street, a man who made a deal to purchase some items in the Facebook Marketplace met with the seller to give him $230 for the exchange. But when the buyer pulled out the cash, the seller grabbed the money and hopped in a car and sped away from the scene. Police were notified, and a short time later, reportedly spotted that getaway car and brought a passenger found in the vehicle back to be identified by the victim. Arrested in that case was Isaiah Hunter of Niagara Street. He was charged with larceny in the case and will now appear in city court. At the Walmart on Military Road, security there called for police assistance, taking an alleged shoplifter into custody. She was identified as Christina Hinks of 7th Street. She was charged with petty larceny and will now appear in city court on the charge next month. At the Target store at 74th and the Boulevard, security there had a reported shoplifter in custody, but she reportedly gave them the wrong name. Police were called and had to take the woman in for fingerprints to verify who she was because she had no ID on her. She was later identified as Kayla Porter, who was arrested, and she must have felt bad about lying and giving the wrong name because she reportedly apologized to police about it. Porter was issued an appearance ticket for petty larceny, returnable next month in city court. Then police said she reportedly passed out in the police garage and ended up being treated by the fire department before being released. The Niagara County Sheriff's Department has identified the victim of that fatal accident in the town of Newfane Friday, where a man was run over by a Freightliner truck and killed. The pedestrian's truck was identified as 33-year-old Cody Dimenke of Amherst. The driver of the truck, now identified as 43-year-old Kevin Bittner of Barker, has reportedly been cooperating with the Sheriff's Department, who say that fatal accident investigation is still continuing. In Buffalo, officials are investigating a report made by a Buffalo detective who claims that some cases of sexual abuse have been reported in Buffalo schools, but he said when the Board of Education was issued subpoenas by the district attorney's office to answer questions about it, no one from the school board responded. That detective is reportedly wondering if some members or a lawyer from the Board of Education are trying to cover up the reports. He said in one case, two children were involved in an attempted abduction, but that was also not properly reported. The Buffalo Board of Education was said to have scheduled a meeting for Monday afternoon on the subject, but results of that meeting were not immediately released. Authorities say investigation into the matter is continuing. And sheriff deputies were called to the Burt Road in Wilson, where an Amazon driver was bitten by a large dog. Deputies said the resident there heard someone at the door and looked out to see who it was. And that's when their coon hound dog mastiff mix rushed out and went after the driver. That delivery man began to run, but the dog managed to grab the back of his leg. But the driver continued to try to get away. That's when he tripped and fell, and the dog jumped on him and bit him in the back. That victim was given first aid on the scene, but said he would drive himself to the hospital for any further treatment. The owner of the dog said he had the animal for about a year and a half and has never taken the dog to a vet. Now the health department will be checking into why the dog was not vaccinated and if the bite victim will have to go any special treatment in the case. If it happens in your area, whether it's large or small, we want you to know. And so we're reported here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear our reports on NiagaraRadio.net on the hour and half hour by clicking the local news tab on our site after refreshing your browser and by going to Facebook and entering NiagaraRadio.net. And here's a reminder, our local news is brought to you by the Links of Niagara, the virtual golf course in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where you can practice your golfing skills right up until the time the golf course is open, and even right through the summer. It's the same golf simulators the pros use, and it will pique your golf game. Want details? Call them at 285-0610 and book your next tee time at the Links of Niagara, where parking for golfers is always free. I'm Sal Panessa.